throwing your stuff out by them rutabagas.
Well, you get them sights from Chernobyl, you don't know what you're going to get.
Yeah, that's for sure. Okay, I'm going to start pressing some buttons here, see if anything works. Hold on to your bitches.
Good start.
Get up, Grandpa. Don't you know it's daylight saving time?
Yeah, I know it. I don't know who in the world ever got it up. It don't do nobody a bit of good.
Let me tell the story, I can tell it all, about the mountain boy who ran illegal alcohol. His daddy made the whiskey, funny boogaloo. When his engine roared, they called the highway thunder roar. Sometimes into Asheville, sometimes Memphis town, the revenuers chased him, but they couldn't run him down. Each time they thought they had him, his engine would explode. He'd go by like they were standing still on Thunder Road.
There was thunder, thunder, over Thunder Road.
Thunder was his engine and white lightning was his load.
And there was moonshine, moonshine, twice the devil.
Hello, everybody. This is Harold. This is Speedway City, USA. Damn it.
The federal man sent word, he said, I'll make his run no more.
You're letting him just sing on and on, that there Robert Mitchum fella, aren't you?
I just love that song.
Do you ever knock the battery off his shoulder? Is that even the right guy?
I don't know. He don't look tough enough to me to put no battery on. Anyway, we're back to talk some racing.
Any first sprint guy?
Yeah, he's... Yeah, you gotta rub him under your pitch, and then you don't smell anymore. I made it funny, honey.
Well, there's a first time for everything.
Well, you know, there's just, I don't know, Spark Plug, he think I'm pretty funny when we playing checkers.
Well, Spark Plug, you know him. It don't take much for him to laugh. When he's hanging around you, it's going to take a lot less than that.
Yeah, well, you know, I just do my jugging for him, and he just start laughing, and he said, that's so funny.
You ever going to wash that jug out, or what?
No, just get a good crusty crust on it, and it gets good jugging music out of it.
You're going to have the termites moving into it, building nests.
Well, we got just about everything living in it, so termites should be welcome, too.
I reckon you start taking them out, going to change the pitch of your jugging.
Yeah, well, you know, it's just...
You know what perfect pitch is for jugging?
What's perfect pitch for jugging, honey?
When you get that old jug of yours and you throw it overhand into the dumpster, now that's perfect pitch.
Yeah, that's a pitch, all right. I pitch like that, I'm going to be playing in that World of Series.
Well, when they set a stage up for you, y'all know how it's going to be level?
Yeah. How's it going to be?
You're going to have the drool coming out of both sides of your mouth instead of just one.
Yeah, that'll be me. I kind of lean to one side anyway. It's all them years.
Now y'all got to stand up straight, or they're going to go adjusting that old their stage again.
Well, it's all them years of living in West Virginia.
Now they're hill climbing.
Yeah, well, you know, just one leg seemed to grow a little bit longer than the other one. I don't get it.
Well, you got to quit growing them rutabagas on the hillside. That just ain't good. Except for harvest time, they all roll downhill right into the bucket, so that ain't so bad.
It's pretty easy. You just pop them one off of the vine and just let it go all the way downhill.
Yeah, if they're round, they're going to roll. You know that for a fact.
Yeah, I got... Yeah, did you see that rutabaga I brought in that looked like a president?
I was kind of eyeballing that. I didn't know what to do with that. I didn't really want to cut it up. I'm going to be needing one later today for my recipe. I mean, you going to let me cut that one up?
Yeah, you cut that one up. Them Secret Service guys should come and get you because they think it's W. Because it looked like W. Probably smart.
How'd that happen?
Probably as smart as W, too.
A rutabaga?
Yes, ma'am. We ain't got us
I
a very
you're
smart
doing
president.
A disservice to the rutabaga.
Well, that could be. Anyway, folks, this is Harold. That's Beulie. my darling honey. We're here to talk about racing, rutabagas, president, World of Series, just about anything. This is Speedway City, USA. We're going to take a short break, and when we come back, we're going to talk about that race down at Martinsville Speedway. It was a good one.
Yeah, fine race.
Yeah, it was. Anyway, folks, hold on a second. We'll be right back.
This is Carbon Super Sport from RacerDogs.com with an important message. Do you have a human at home that needs a new outfit? Why not visit RacerDogs.com and pick out a shirt or two from my own carbon-approved collection? Now, I'm not going to tell you how I approve these magnificent articles of clothing, but I will guarantee you that everything is now dry and ready to ship to your doorstep. So please visit RacerDogs.com today. I work for biscuits, and I'm starting to get hungry.
HotJackets.com has the best pricing and selection of NASCAR jackets you'll find anywhere. These same jackets are priced as high as $200 or more at the track, but Hot Jackets has them for just $99. Coming this fall, the brand new Superman jacket, and in stock now is the complete Ricky Bobby Talladega Nights collection. You can also find many of your favorite college teams and the cool new Muppets jackets, too. HotJackets.com, your only choice for the complete selection of JH Design Line jackets at the best price anywhere.
So good.
Very smooth.
Yeah, old Marty Robbins. He's something else, folks.
Back in the days of Devil Woman, he sure was.
Yeah. Devil Woman be a good description of you some days, honey.
You mind yourself, Harold.
Oh.
You mind yourself now.
I'm sorry, honey. I'm sorry. Anyway, folks, this is Harold, that's Beauty, that's Marty Robbins. He's our guest singer tonight. Well, he's not really here. That would be tough.
That'd be a hard time. That'd be one long-distance song,
yeah,
Harold.
Yeah, it'll be long-distance, all right. Well, we're here to talk about racing, folks. And I like that racetrack at Martinsville.
You got to go flat open, then you got to crank it hard and drag yourself across the back stretch and crank it hard again.
Well, that's
man, my feet hurt.
Yeah, that's like old me and spark plugs. When we go racing, sometimes in our trucks, we just go racing down to the light pole and run around
you
and run back.
You better not be taking my Fargo out drag racing.
No, honey, no, not drag racing.
I just
racing.
Got the Magneto rebuilt.
No, I wouldn't hurt our truck any. That got to get us to that got to get us to the racetrack when we wants to go. That's exciting stuff.
Who won the last drag race? You were Spark Plug.
Yeah, I think it would be Spark Plug.
What was he running?
I don't know.
Probably some old Comanche. Lord knows, spark plug in his Comanche. He found it in the junkyard. Couldn't believe it. He had the windshield cracked out of it. Put a new one in. Still can't see out of it, so he has to throw it in reverse and drive it backwards, looking out the rearview mirror. He's running around like it's some skid steer loader. Rear wheel steering on that there thing. I can't believe it. I don't know why he ain't run over nobody. Maybe he has. Maybe that's why he's been a missing.
Yeah.
Maybe old spark plug's behind bars. I keep on inviting him over for vittles. He ain't never showed up yet.
Well, that phone.
What the hell's wrong with that lad?
Yeah, I don't know. That phone thing, it just rings, but I pressed all the buttons like they tell me to, and there wasn't no spark plug there.
Well, y'all never know.
Spark.
Maybe he had one phone call from the incarceration place.
Yeah, maybe they just didn't let him stick on the line long enough. I just
that
started
pressing. Instead of getting his one call, he got 1 second.
Yeah, maybe he just got a one hang-up.
That could be.
Yeah.
I never thought of that.
Yeah, well, maybe Archibald will give us a call and let him know if he's over there with him.
Well, they all seem to hang out together. They all seem to like the color orange.
Yeah, old Archie, he looked kind of good in orange. He's
got himself a nice tan, too, from walking up and down the interstate picking up garbage.
Yeah, he does. Yeah.
Nice tan, except where he's got his goggles on. He's got them white strips on either side of his head. What the hell's that all about?
Yeah, that's a weird look. And ask me, I just go out there rutabagging. I don't wear nothing on my face. I just get them eyes burned right out of my head. Burn them out, I'm saying. Anyway, folks, there was some race down there. But Jimmy Johnson, he won. And that boy Denny Hamlin, I thought he was going to win the race. He looked like he was going to win it. He kept nudging.
He paid good attention to what he was doing, though. He could have done wrecked the whole field and lost all kinds of points and done had a finger shaking at him from old J.D., and you never know what could have happened. I think it turned out just the way it ought to.
Well, I was kind of rooting for him to shove Jimmy Johnson right out of the way. Just right out of the way. Just boom him right out of there. That's what I would have done.
I think if his car was fast enough, he would have.
Well, I guess so. I don't know. You get a track like Martinsville, and you don't want a boy like Jimmy Johnson winning.
I know. He already owns too many tracks already.
Yeah, and he got all them damn Grand fire clocks all over the place. I don't know.
What the hell's he going to do with them? Hand them out for Christmas time? Maybe hand them out at Halloween for treats?
Well, maybe he'd give them one to us. We could use one of them around the house.
Lord knows you're always late.
Yeah.
All you got is a shelf of sundial out in the back porch.
Well, that's usually pretty good to tell me what time it is.
Not when daylight saving times are coming. Y'all don't know what time it is then. Y'all look at the sun. It looks the same to me, except all the times have changed.
I don't know why we got no daylight saving time anyway. That don't make no
sense. Like, ain't the day of the train kind of long gone? Ain't people, like, getting from coast to coast, like, in a matter of minutes on an airplane?
Yeah, they sure is.
Who needs all this daylight saving time?
I don't know. Don't make no sense to me anyway.
They ought to just cancel it. I'm sick of it.
Maybe we should just cancel it.
Then we're going to be late. Or we're going to be early. I don't even know the difference. That's how confused I am. I'm already confused. It ain't even happened yet.
Well, maybe Speedway City just stay on regular time all the time.
Now, what time's going to be regular time? The time we've got now or the time that's coming up? I don't even know. Maybe make up our own. Maybe make it in like 20-minute increments.
I like that idea. Rutabaga time.
20 minutes, something different.
We call it rutabaga time. That's
rutabagan time.
Rutabagan time. RT.
That'll work out real good, because later on I'm going to make you some googlebagas.
Them's just good.
I know you've been asking.
Those is good eating, honey. I just ate the last few last week.
Well, all kinds of folks have been writing in because they heard about this brand new treat I've been making out of your rutabagas, and how they don't like them their bugles that you buy in the grocery store anymore, and they want them bugle-a-bagas now.
Well, them bugles is okay, but they put so much crap into it, so many artificial this, artificial that, they ain't got no real stuff in there no more.
Well, it's an artificial food. That ain't no good for you.
No, that ain't no good. You got to have the real rutabagas in there, and you just put them up and you cook them in the good old oil, and it tastes so yummy.
Yeah, I'm going to give away all my secrets later on.
Well, that's awfully good, honey. That's awfully good.
We got to spread the joy around the world.
Well, that's good joy. Joy is good. Joy is real good. That's a good thing.
A good thing.
Well, old Bobby Labonte, he was sure having some joy. He finished third.
That was one awesome good run for that man. I was so happy to see that number 43 car running so well, leading the race for his time, and you know, it could have gone to his favor real fast.
Yeah, sure could. Sure could have. I was saying, Denny just slammed Jimmy out of the way. Slam him out of the way. Let Bobby Labonte come right through there. He's going to win.
Now, do you think Bobby Labonte's the kind of man that would want to win that way?
I think he would take a win anyway right now.
I think so, too. I think you're right, Harold.
But just think of all the races that he run where he should have won and somebody just did something bad to him.
Or that's all part of the deal, though.
Somebody just got lucky, so he could even it up. He could even it up.
Yeah.
He was fast. He was fast. He led a lot of laps.
Led a lot of laps, and that was because he didn't pit, I think, wasn't it?
Yeah, he stay out.
He's running on old tires.
But he stay up there on them old tires.
Yeah,
they couldn't
it was real
get
wild.
Him. They couldn't get him.
He's a man. He's a man.
Yeah, he's a good driver. Tony Stewart, he were fourth.
You see the eyeballs on that lad? I think he's been up for 4 weeks racing dirt tracks somewhere. He looked like he ain't slept or he had the flu or something.
You reckon he win enough money to buy another shaver? Or
well, I don't know.
He needed a shave real bad. He took like...
getting pretty darn sick.
He was like six step away from his razor when he tried to shave Sunday.
Well, I think Tony Stewart's face is starting to look like Derek Cope's back.
That's interesting. I never seen no Derek Cope back.
Well, you all seen that commercial where they're laying old hunks of dried meat out in the bush and this big old sleeping hairy giant, and then they're playing tricks on him, making him wake up? Well, that's what it looks like. I have it on good authority.
That's Derek Cope playing that in that commercial? Wow.
That's Derek Cope's back making a guest appearance.
I never known that.
Y'all just look next time. You just look out behind the back of that far suit between the neckline of the far suit and the helmet.
I never
right behind
known
the Holmes device. There's going to be a big old hairy mess back there.
That's something else. I never knew that. Anybody,
pay attention, Harry.
Anybody else
don't miss
out
that,
there?
I think.
If anybody else out there ever heard nothing of that, you just let us know.
Let us know.
Goes to Speedway City, USA. Damn it! You can.
Y'all
tell
can
us.
Phone in too.
Yes, you can.
Harold can press the right buttons.
Well, that's for sure. But it's HH84 Race Talk. I can give you the rest of the numbers, but I can't even spell Race Talk.
What are you talking about, HHH?
888. Triple.
I thought you was trying to make it all like letters, like Race Talk, except you was making letters out of the 8. Then it would be TTT or UUU or VVV, not HHH. That would make it like something like 444.
Could be TTTG Race Talk.
I kind of like that. That rolls off the tongue real fancy.
Yeah, it does. It sure does.
You all talk about Martinsville now. Now this fancy battle.
Yeah, well, old Tony Stewart, he were for it. You know, he finished fourth and he not even lead a lap all day. That was
yeah,
weird.
I think he was scared to run up there with Denny Hamlin and Jimmy Johnson. He's going to let his teammate win ahead of him. Don't you think? Don't you think he's a nice lad like that?
Yeah, I think so. He just seemed like he wanted the season to be over so he can race in the dirt.
I think so. That sounds like more fun anyway.
Yes, I was like...
You'd hop on the cushion.
I was like playing in the dirt.
You'd hang it on out.
Yeah. Yeah.
No more windshields.
No, you don't need none of them.
Just a nice screen.
That'd do it.
Or a wing, that'd be nice.
That'd even better.
I'm getting antsy for the chili bowl, and I ain't even hungry.
Yeah, chili bowl with some Boo Bugler bakers, that would just be good. That good eating.
That'd be a nice meal on a cold day.
Yeah, sure would, honey, sure would. Well, Jeff Gordon, he were fifth. Casey Mears was sixth. Old Spitfire Casey Kane was seventh. Jeff Green were eighth. Happy Havoc was ninth. And Kyle Petty. What in the heck was Kyle Petty doing finishing 10th?
Well, I know exactly what happened to Kyle Petty. He went and stole that Wells Fargo stagecoach, and he was driving all over Virginia with it, with the Mounties after him.
Yeah! That's a good...
Where'd that come from? He's driving the Wells Fargo stagecoach.
Well, it were fast. There were a lot of horses under that horse.
A lot of horses. It was a big old Petty day, I tell you, over there in Martinsville.
Yeah, two top 10, same day.
I'd say the king was smiling.
That ain't happened for a long time. Long, long time.
Yeah, long time.
Yeah, but that's pretty darn good. Anyway, that were the race in Martinsville. That was the Bugler Vega 500.
I think it was the Subway 500. I know that because that lad on TV with them glasses on that got real skinny, he was calling the race in the beginning of it. I seen that.
Yeah.
Jared's his name.
I'd eat Bugler Bakers before I eat Subway sandwiches. They don't never put no meat on them things. You ever notice that?
They just fill them up full of filler.
They got just like sawdust and...
Pickles.
Pickles, a lot of pickles. I don't like no pickles.
Oh, you like pickles, Harold?
And they give that lettuce that all looks all furry.
Ain't real lettuce.
I don't like them sandwiches.
That's
I think
like confetti.
It's like confetti. Just torn up and shoved in your sandwich and then they throw the oil out and all this stuff on it. And it's just... I didn't know.
What they do is they take all the old boxes that they get shipped the buns in, and it's all full of that there shipping stuff and stuff, and they put that in the buns and they just sell it on back. They put a little bit of mayonnaise on it, heat up the bun, and say, here's your sandwich. Can I have $5, please?
That's a hell of a racket, I'm telling you.
That ain't no good. They're just selling you back what's getting shipped to them.
That ain't no good at all. Anyway, that were the Subway... race. Eat this! Yeah, eat this. Anyway, we're going to talk about another race coming up. Race that we went down and saw in Nashville, Tennessee, way back when. You're listening to Speedway City, USA. This is Harold, that's Beulie. We'll be back.
RacerDogs.com, because dogs want to go fast too. You see them every week at the track. None of these are the typical lassie. They're hardcore blue-collar racer dogs with dirt under their nails and unabashed loyalty. Nose to the wind and letting the world blow by. Order your red, white, and blue sticker carbon-approved t-shirts today at RacerDogs.com, because dogs want to go fast too. From every purchase, a dollar is donated to the Ryan Newman Foundation.
Motorsports Tonight is presented by RPM Diecast. Check them out on the web at rpmdiecast.com. They're an authorized distributor of Action Performance, the most trusted name in NASCAR and NHRA diecast collectibles. All your favorite drivers are featured, including the new Dale Earnhardt Jr. Father's Day Budweiser Monte Carlo and the Casey Kane Dodge Dealers Click Michigan Win Dodge Charger. 1/24th scale, just $64.99 at rpmdiecast.com. While you're there, check out their Salute to Dale Earnhardt section and all the diecast from the movie Talladega Nights. RPM Diecast is your home for the latest in racing collectibles, merchandise, and apparel, including the Dale Earnhardt Jr. camo cap, just $24. Visit rpmdiecast.com or call toll-free 1-877-800-2415 Monday through Friday from 10 to 5 Central. rpmdiecast.com has shipped almost 100,000 internet orders since 1998. When it comes to diecast, the only name you need to know is rpmdiecast.com.
This is Carbon Super Sport, the official spokespot for RacerDogs.com. Anyone who knows me knows I have good fashion sense and an appreciation for quality. That's why I chose Stellar Apparel as my official wardrobe company. They may not make shirts just for me with four sleeves yet, but two sleeves seem to suit my favorite humans just fine. Stellar Apparel offers custom apparel, screen printing, embroidery, and a variety of promotional items. Give Jamie a call at 1-866-461-8232 or visit StellarApparel.com today. And hey, tell them Carberman sent ya.
Out in the West Texas town of El Paso, I fell in love with
the Mexican girl. And Billy found out and kicked my butt.
I'd kick it all the way from here to Tijuana.
Yes, she was one.
Right through Chihuahua.
Chihuahua?
Chihuahua.
I knew the guy who had a Chihuahua once. Spark plug tried to eat him.
Well, probably got stuck in his throat.
Yeah.
It's a bit too spicy for spark plug anyway. You know how sensitive his innards are.
Yeah, you're a pretty sensitive boy. Anyway, folks, that racer Martinsville was something, but there were even better races 40 years ago. And it weren't in El Paso, but it were the first race that old Marty Robbins run in. And it were in Nashville, Tennessee. That's pretty cool.
The old fairground.
You betcha.
That ain't far down there from the Ryman Auditorium, I don't think.
Not at all. It was a good race. It say here that we're 15,161 people there. If we didn't show up, there would have been 159 in 15,000 people. It were a great race.
You all thinking dyslexic again?
Yeah, well, I'm just kind of backwards anyway, honey.
I see that. Well, I kind of grew to know that awful darn fast.
Yeah, well, that old race down there in Nashville. That Petty Richard, he win it. Baker Buck was second.
Snap out of it, Harold.
And Bobby Ellerson, he were third. One of my favorite names from the old days, Henley Gray, he was fourth. You could call him
Henley Gray.
You could call him Gray Henley, and it will work too.
That's right. If you're looking for a T-shirt, but I know firsthand that he could eat corn on the cob right through a picket fence.
Yeah, he sure probably could. John Shears was fifth in a car owned by Montgomery Ward. No, I'm just kidding, folks. He changed his name to Macy's No, that's something else, too. Anyway, sixth place were Neil Castles. Clyde Lynn was seven. One of my favorite old-time racers, Cuckoo Marlin. He were eight.
Did you all know that I invited Sterling over for Vittles later?
Sterling?
Sterling Marlin. I sure enough did.
Well, that sounds
a good old Tennessee boy.
That sounds like good times.
I'm hoping he's going to show up, since Spark Plug ain't never coming.
Well, Spark Plug, I think he all tied up. Sure is thinking.
What's he trying to do, tie a noose?
Yeah, maybe. You think that boy would call and say, I ain't coming for dinner. But nope.
Well,
he's just going to keep you guessing.
And you didn't learn no manners, did he?
You're making his favorite, them Bugle Biggers. He loved them.
I know.
He
would.
Boy, yeah.
But I know Sterling's going to like him just as well. It's going to be fine. No big deal. It's going to make him anyway.
Yeah, that's for sure. How's old Bernie doing?
Well, I have a story about Bernie.
Oh, you got to tell everybody,
you know, ever
folks.
Since he got all hitched up and he's going to go and marry himself a supermodel, basically Keith Urban's cast asides. You know Keith Urban's back in rehab now, too. I can't believe that. So I don't know what these old women are doing to all these men, but I sure hope Bernie Lamar don't have no trouble. But he decided that he's going to move out of the loft, and, well, I reckon that's all right. And, you know, he's going to run off with his fancy lady and, you know, buy her all kinds of fancy things, and they're going to have a good old time. Like, what happened to the day when a girl was just happy getting her Magneto rebuilt? You know, that's all I care about. I don't care about no diamond baubles and fancy gowns and pawny shoes. You know, what good is that when you're out trying to change the oil on the Fargo?
Don't need no pointy shoes except you got one pair of pointy shoes that you use when you want to kick my butt.
Well, that's right. I call them my snake eyes because you could kick the eyeball right out of a snake without hurting his head.
Yeah, you sure could. You sure could.
I got them made out of old pythons.
Yeah, that's pretty cool.
That is pretty darn nice. But anyway, that's the latest on Bernie. So I got an opening up in the loft, and I reckon once he moves his last things out, you know, all the last of his Dollar General stuff, you know, and his Happy Harvick hat that he, you know, was going to be selling on eBay because he don't need it no more. And, well, I guess then he's going to be gone. Gone. He'd go burn Lamar, going to be gone.
He's
Maybe we can get
out.
Another lad coming up from Irwindale to move in. What do you think about that?
He's moving out.
Bernie Lamar's moving out because he's moving in with his new lady friend.
I thought she was moving in here with us.
She don't like it on the farm. I told her that, you know, picking eggs every morning is just part of the deal. And then you got to go walk the dog. And then the mule out in the far field, every time she gets run through them burrs, she gets all them brambles up in her little stubby tail, you know. Once fly season comes along, it just ain't going to be nice. You've got to get that tail all cleaned up nice and shiny now.
Bernie's bride have a stubby tail?
No, my mule has a stubby tail. Don't you listen? Why don't you clean your ears out, Harold?
Well,
get an old hunk of stick and clean them out.
I thought you were cleaning her tail out. I was going to say that's something else.
The mule, Harold.
Well, I'm as stubborn as one, I guess.
Yeah, you sure enough are. I learned that darn quick, too.
Yeah, that's the way it is.
Besides your backwards reading habits.
Yeah. Yeah, this old phone, that phone thing just rang. Who are you? Who are you? This is Speedway City. Who's that?
Hello?
Who's this?
Hello?
Yes?
Who's all talking?
You call me?
I don't think we called nobody. Who's all calling us? Y'all coming for dinner? Who's that?
Somebody call me. Hello?
Spark
Y'all
Plug.
Y'all speak up. You got to move your lips and talk.
Spark Plug, is that you?
Yeah, Spark Plug. What'd you do, call me?
Hey, Spark Plug, buddy, how's it going?
Hey, is this Harold?
This is Harold.
Harold, where have you been down the lodge?
Well, I've just been pretty busy, Spark.
You whipped.
Well,
you whipped with that Bueller.
Well, you ever seen her kick you with, she never kicked you with her snake shoe, no, you know.
I seen her, I'd be whipped too. How's she doing?
She doing great. Where, you coming to dinner?
Yeah, if you have me.
Yeah, you come on down. You come on down.
Yeah, I'm gonna set another plate for you, Sparks.
Is that Miss Beulie?
I hope you don't mind sharing a chair with Sterling.
That's Miss Beulie. Sterling coming too.
Oh, heck yeah. That's Miss Beulie on the line?
That's Miss Beulie.
That's right.
Well, hi there, Miss Beulie. Mighty nice to hear from you again.
We're going to sit and we're going to talk all about the Civil War. Do y'all remember that time, Sparks?
I remember the Civil War.
That's right. Well, Sterling's going to bring some of his collectibles. He's going to show them off for us, too.
Oh, I got a little scrapping on the backside. I remember.
Yeah, you would remember. I know. You think like me. You've got a good memory. And you know what, Spark Plug? Some people, they have a photographic memory, but unfortunately, like Harold, he forgot the film.
Oh, he forgot to come to the lodge.
Yeah, well...
What was y'all doing at the lodge?
We're watching the race. He doesn't show up down there.
Well, you know, it's them farming. He's got there farming up and down the hillsides picking them rutabagas.
Well, that last batch of rutabagas you brought down there, it kind of got us all a little ill.
Well, what was wrong with them, Spark Plug?
I think he spiked it.
He spiked the rutabagas?
I think
Harold,
so.
What the hell are you doing?
He was walking around talking about Cat Daddy and stuff like that. Harold, what are you thinking, man?
Well, you know, it's just... Beauty don't let me drink as much as I used to, so I just thought, I'll stick it in the brood of bakers. I'll get away with it.
You ain't telling her you're taking some of that white lightning down there?
Oh, don't... Spark Plug, don't get me in trouble, boy.
I'm not trying to.
Yes.
And let me give you a bit of advice, buddy.
Okay, Sparky, what are you going to tell me?
I'm going to tell you when you're out rutabaking, you might want to take off them shades because you're looking like a raccoon.
Yeah, well, that'd be me as old raccoon looks like. I just took them off and burned my eyes right out. I'm telling you.
Spark Plug, you had got him confused with Jeff Hammond. I'm sorry. Jeff Hammond is the raccoon.
Yeah, it kind of reminded me of that.
Yeah, I thought so, with all that orange skin all around.
Yeah, you know what? You missed my story time at the lodge.
What are you talking about there? What was your story about there, Sparky?
Well, we were talking about back in the old days when we would make our own helmets. Remember that, Harold?
Oh, yeah.
Remember them helmets we used to make?
Oh, yeah, I remember that.
Yeah. You know, we were very protective of the animals back then, too, you know. We didn't want them PETA people to hunt us down. So we were very kind to the animals, but I tell you what, we'd go down to Texas, have you ever heard of Cut and Shoot?
Yeah,
Cut and Shoot, Texas, just a little bit north there, Houston, and we'd go down and we'd search for them turtles. You know them snapper turtles?
Yeah, there's a lot of snappy turtles.
Yeah, we'd search for them and find them and gather them up, and we'd go up and put them against the wall and take a water hose and shove it up the backside.
Ooh, that's...
We'd go in there and turn the water hose on, and them turtles would blow right up. Then they'd pop them shells right off, and we'd have ourselves a helmet.
Yeah, that was it, man. That was it. That was
them
good
days?
Times. That was good times, I'm
telling you. They don't have them helmets no more.
No.
The thing of it is, I think them turtles that was left homeless, they all now working for NBC.
Hey. NB who?
NBC, that their television network that's running all them races off and on nowadays.
Oh, I don't see no NB.
NBC, Spark Plug.
Oh, that their television station?
That their network broadcasting corporation.
Oh, yeah. I think they got that Friends show, don't they?
Yeah, Bill Weber, man.
Oh, Bill Weber. Yeah, old Bill Weber.
Snapper.
He needs a turtle helmet.
He needs a turtle helmet.
He needs a turtle helmet. He got like a soft shell turtle face to him.
Oh, yeah.
The old snapping turtle. That's what they call him.
Them old snapping turtles.
Yeah.
Yeah, but you missed story time. Well, what's for dinner?
Ooh, Beulie got all kinds of good stuff she's going to cook up.
Tonight, we're going to be making something real special. We're going to have some pan-roasted wild boar chops, followed by a nice festival of bugle-bagus.
Spit it out there, Beulie.
Everything's a tongue twister lately.
Haven't heard of a floop.
Bugle-a-bagus.
Floop-a-bagus. I don't know that one.
Bugle-a-bagus.
That snacky I brought down there last time I were down at the lodge when we was just playing checkers.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Them,
I like that.
You ate them all up, man. They were so good.
I was a pig, wasn't I?
Yeah, well, that's okay.
You're having wild boar.
Well, I can't eat like I used to. Have to kind of eat, you know, smaller quantities.
Well, ever since you got your new teeth, though, you're doing much better there, Bubba.
Yeah, my new hip, too.
Yeah. Get you straightened out. They're going to get you straightened.
Not flog dancing anymore.
No, no.
How about
just
buck dancing?
Oh, buck dancing. Yeah, that's what it's called, buck dancing.
That's right. You used to cut a real fancy rug at one time there, spark plug.
Yeah, until I threw that old hip out, and then I go get it replaced. It ain't no fun.
For recycling.
Yeah, we call you, Sparky.
It's good to hear from you. Why weren't you at the lodge?
Well, I just plumb forgot. Son, I just didn't know. I don't know what day the heck it was. I don't, you know. It been so cloudy, the old sundial ain't been working, so I didn't even know what day it were.
Oh, wow. Did I tell you my story at the lodge?
What's your story?
I didn't tell you my story?
Someone's squealing their tires out front. I gotta go mess him up with a stick.
Did I tell you the story about when I went down to that old Amish auction?
No, go tell us about that.
I went down to the Amish auction and, you know, go get me some. They make some good food down there, them Amish women. I don't want to make no Amish mad. You think they're listening?
Well, I don't think
they're too busy burying their school children.
I don't think they got none of that internet. I don't think they're listening anyway. No TVs neither. Anyway, went down the old Amish auction, and there comes one of those little buggies. You know those little buggies they drive? They don't drive them cars. They drive them buggies. You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah, I remember
them. I know it.
And in the back of the window was a NASCAR air freshener.
No way.
It was. I was thinking to myself, them Amish, They're NASCAR fans, but then I got to thinking, yeah, I guess if I was riding the backside of a horse, I'd want an air freshener, too.
Yeah, that's for sure. That's for sure.
Man, I bet that just stink right back there.
That's got to stink.
Worse than one of them race car drivers.
Always the same view, too.
Yeah, I wouldn't want that tail to lift up on me. I guess I'd need an air freshener for that.
Yeah, you can wear one of them things right on your face.
That's true, but you know that one old race car driver, old Windshield Wiper Wilson? I guess he was an Amish.
Yeah, old Windshield Wiper, he was something else.
Anyway, I'm sorry, did you call me? Hello?
Yeah, we call you, Sparky.
Hey, how you doing?
Hey,
man. You been down the lodge?
Well, I've just been kind of busy.
How's Miss Beulie doing?
Miss Beulie's doing good, and I can relate a story to them Amish driving in them buggies. It's the same thing that they're staring at going down the road is when you all get hauled off to the great big red or white or yellow trailer in NASCAR. They're looking at the same backside when they're all talking to them in there, I'll tell you what.
I like that.
Now, that's what you call the county mayor right there, the county mayor.
County mayor.
Yes, sir.
Constables.
Well,
constables.
Them Amos people, they got them all be Earnhardt fans, too, because they all paint their buggies black.
That's a
good point.
I know it.
Yeah. So they must be Earnhardt fans.
Yeah.
Don't never see no rainbow-colored Amish car, I'll tell you that.
That's true. You got a good point there.
Yes. Every once in a while, I make sense. Every once in a while.
It's the mirrors.
Well, if you come down to the lodge more, you'd make a lot more sense down to the lodge.
Yeah.
Boy, I sure miss you down there, Harold.
Well, I'll be down there next week, then.
He's busy tonight, though.
Yeah, I bet he is.
Yeah.
Hello, did you call me?
Hey, Sparky, it's us.
Hey.
It's Harold and Beauty.
Hey, Beauty.
Yeah.
How's dinner going?
Why does it seem like Groundhog Day or something? I can't believe this.
You were making some kind of dessert, weren't you?
They're making bugler bagels. This is like some Alfred Hitchcock movie. That's all I can say. It's the same thing over and over again. We're driving down the road in the Fargo, and I keep seeing Spark Plug standing on the roadside.
Well, that old Sparky, he got a short attention span ever since he got hit upside the head with that 2x4.
ADD.
Well, I wasn't wearing the turtle helmet.
No, you didn't know having your turtle helmet on, and that old 2x4 come around and whack you on up beside the head.
It sure did.
With a nail in it.
Who's driving the ADD car?
Hello?
Hey, Sparky! Sparky,
hey,
it's Harold!
Hey, ADD, did you say?
Yeah.
I don't know about that ADD. Who's ADD? Is he one of your friends?
I've never heard of him. Beulie said ADD. I don't know who drives that ADD car no more.
It's Flipper driving the ADD car. What are you talking about? You don't know that Flipper got that ADD their issue?
Oh, that's right. Oh, Flipper!
Because he kept saying, "Oh, PK, we just want to give someone else a chance. We want to give someone a chance." What the hell's wrong with his head?
Sparky,
is that guy that looks like a skunk?
He sure enough does.
Kind of got some kind of funky hair going on and got some kind of Frenchman name.
What the hell are you talking about?
Hello?
PK?
Hey, Sparky, it's Harold and Beauty.
Hey, you call me?
Yeah, we call you, son.
Hey, it's about time. I've been waiting. I'm hungry.
You coming for dinner tonight?
Yeah, I'm there.
Well, you better get here. Food's going
to
be cooking real soon.
To it.
Yeah.
Well, I guess I better get on the old Amos carriage there and get on over then.
Yeah, come on over, boy.
Look at the mare.
You
come
on over.
All right, well, you make sure you make it down to the lodge next time.
You bet you, Sparky. Thank you.
Miss Beulah, it's always a pleasure.
Thank you, Spark Plug. It's nice to hear your voice again.
Well, it's nice to hear yours, and I can't wait to see you.
Me too.
And I'll make
Don't
sure I bring my turtle helmet.
You do that. You never know what might happen.
I know. But keep Harold away from that board. Keep hitting me in the head with it.
Well,
yo, Coop.
Get to swinging.
I'll get you one of these. Hello?
Hey, Sparky, you get yourself down here, boy.
All righty. Talk to you soon.
All righty.
Later.
Be good, Sparky.
Bye, Sparky.
You too. I'm on my way.
All right, son. That was pretty cool.
That was Spark Plug. It's about time he checked in.
Oh, Spark Plug.
I can clean up his plate now.
Yeah, you got to get his plate. He's got to clean off the good fork for him, too.
Yeah, we're going to get him all nice and cleaned up.
Yeah. Well, anyway, folks, we're going to take another break. And when we come back, Beauty going to tell us what's for dinner. This is Harold. That's Beauty, and that we're Spark Plug. You're listening to Speedway City, USA, dammit.
This is Carbon Super Sport from RacerDogs.com with an important message. Do you have a human at home that needs a new outfit? Why not visit RacerDogs.com and pick out a shirt or two from my own carbon-approved collection? Now, I'm not going to tell you how I approve these magnificent articles of clothing, but I will guarantee you that everything is now dry and ready to ship to your doorstep. So please visit RacerDogs.com today. I work for biscuits, and I'm starting to get hungry.
Need custom embroidery or screen printing? Stellar Apparel handles every customer like they're our only one. Customer satisfaction, our number one priority. From screen printed and embroidered apparel to custom promotional items, make Stellar Apparel your one-stop shop for all your promotional needs. Check them out on the web at stellarapparel.com. Can't spell? Find the link on Doin' Donuts' website right now. That's Stellar Apparel, the official screen printer of Doin' Donuts.
My name is Matthew. My wish was to see the snow.
Matthew had never seen the snow before. We built snowmen.
Snowmen!
Had snowball fights.
The snow tastes like popsicle.
His life was turned upside down by his cancer. The trip just gave us a chance to be a family and Matthew to be just a kid in the snow.
There are lots of ways you can help make a child's wish come true. To find out how, visit wish.org.
Share the power of a wish. My lucky day. To the town of Owl Tree, who rode a stranger one fine day. Hardly spoke to folks around him, didn't have too much to say. No one dared to ask his business, no one dared to make a slip. The stranger there among them had a big iron on his hip.
Here's a big iron on his hip! You gotta watch out for them big irons.
Early in the morning when he rode into the town.
Yo, honey, when I hear this song the first time, I went down to that, went into town and I was carrying your iron on my belt. I forgot.
Is that why it went missing?
That's why it went missing. The guy said, draw! I said, I can't draw, but I can iron. And somebody tell me that mean a gun. I didn't know this stuff. I didn't know that. He said, big iron on his... He said, carry a big iron. So I did.
That's why you're permanently in permanent press, Harold.
Yeah, that was me. I'm just kind of permanently pressed, all right. That old Marty Robbins, he was fun to watch race. He had good hair.
He sure enough was. He'd spend time on the Opry, and then he would leave, and he'd go run the Nashville track, and then he'd run on back to the Opry to close on out after midnight. That happened every Saturday night.
Yeah, he was something else.
He was a good singer.
He was a talented boy, I'm telling you.
Him and Devil Woman.
Could you ever imagine Jimmy Johnson up on the stage singing at the Grand Ole Opry?
No, I actually have a hard time believing that Jimmy Johnson would leave anything that's like remotely related to entertaining to go drive a car.
Yeah.
You know, he'd sooner be having a good old time touring the world and sipping on wine and wearing fancy clothes and going to New York City instead of running dirt tracks. Now, what the hell's wrong with that?
Yeah, that boy just, he don't, some of these boys nowadays, they just don't have enough fun. They need to have more fun.
They need more fun in their diet.
Yeah, they do. They sure as do. Anyway, it's time for Beauty to fix us some vittles.
Tonight we're going to have some pan-roasted wild boar chops.
Mm-mm.
And it's kind of a dangerous thing, because the wild boar, they ain't like a pet. They is nasty, nasty critters. And you have to be an experienced marksman like someone like Richard Childress if you're going to go get yourself a boar to fry on up, because they ain't fooling around. They're going to take you out.
Yeah, that's for sure.
You know, there's populations of the wild boar all over the U.S., mostly up in the mountains of Tennessee and North Carolina, and the rest are probably gunning for a closer cousin of the domestic hog. They ain't really much like the wild boar no more. But
it used to have a wild boar drive for him.
Who had a wild boar?
Richard Childress had a wild boar driving for him.
Who was that?
Jeff Green. He were a wild boar.
Yeah, he kind of resented. One.
Yeah,
I think he had his
tushy
took off.
Yeah, probably. Anyway, go back to your vittle cooking, honey.
Yeah, so if y'all don't have some real wild boar chops handy, you can use regular old pork chops, but it just don't have that nice earthy taste like the wild boar has. And
You can use any vegetables that are in season, like your rutabagas, to accompany the chops if you don't want to use what I'm going to tell you to use, like the celery and carrot. But anyway, this is going to make about 4 servings, so we're going to have to double it up for tonight. A spark plug's coming, and Sterling's coming. We have a lot of S's coming. I don't think Spitfire's coming.
Spitfire coming, too?
No, Spitfire ain't coming. He's going up to Enumclaw, Washington, because they're going to take the sign out of the road that they started mounting for his championship road designation. They're taking it out because, you know, they don't figure that's going to happen. But anyway, we're going to double this recipe, so you might want to get a calculator when I'm telling you everything. So you're going to take about 2 to 3 pounds of boar pig chops. And you can leave them with the bone in, or you can take it out, but it looks better with the bone in it. 1 tablespoon of Larry's seasoned pepper, and 2 teaspoons of seasoned salt, 1/3 cup of olive oil, 2 tablespoons of fresh rosemary, and you want to mince that up nice and fine, and 1 lemon, and you want to take all the juice out of the lemon. You want 1 lemon's worth of juice, 8 to 10 whole garlic cloves, and 6 to 8 whole peeled shallots. Y'all know what those are, Harold?
I ain't never had no shallot.
No,
that's that guy that's on that show. He does the movie reviews. Shallot.
I don't think so, Harold.
No?
I don't think so.
I thought
and
that was a movie reviewer.
Baby carrots, 2 celery stalks cut into pieces about 2 inches long, and 1/2 cup of chilled butter cut into 4 pieces.
How can you tell your carrots are still babies?
Because they're screaming and a-bawling, they won't suckled. So you're going to take your meat, and you're going to season it with your seasoned salt and the pepper, and you're going to toss these chops into about 1/4 cup of the olive oil, the rosemary, and lemon juice. And you just let all this sit in the refrigerator, your ice box, or out in a snowbank for about 6 to 12 hours. Then heat your remaining oil in a large oven-proof skillet, and then you add the chops, and you lightly brown them on both sides. Then you're going to remove the chops and just set them on the side. Then you're going to add the garlic, the shallots, the carrots, and the celery, and you cook it until they're lightly browned. And then you bring them chops on back to the pan, and you just leave it all in a preheated oven at 375 degrees, and you cook it for about 5 to 8 minutes more until the chops are done and the shallots are slightly soft, and you remove the pan from the oven and remove the chops from the pan. You just keep them warm, and you place the pan over a medium-high burner. And then you remove it from the heat and whisk in your chilled butter until it's all melted, and you just drizzle it all over the pork chops that are already nice and cooked, and you put some nice vegetables and plates, vegetables on the plate, nice big platter like maybe Aunt Mamie left you, and you just serve it on up. And if you want to double this, you're going to feed about 8 people. For a side dish, we're going to make the famous bugalobagus, and what you're going to do, yes, Harold, you're going to go find me about 4 real nice round rutabagas, and then I'm going to take me a sharp paring knife, and I'm going to whittle me a bunch of triangle shapes out of the rutabagas, and in a real hot skillet right full of oil, I'm going to drop these little triangle shapes into the hot skillet, and you leave them in there for maybe about 10-15 minutes until they're nice and golden crispy. And you're going to take a big spoon with them holes in the bottom. You're going to spoon it all out so you don't take the grease out with it. And you're going to set them on some paper towels on a nice big pan. And you just let the oil drip off them. And you're going to have a nice crispy snack. And all in there is just going to be rutabaga. That's basically, the term would just be deep frying them. But they're going to be a nice crispy snack. And it's going to with this here wild boar chops. How's that sound to you, Harold?
What kind of oil you need me to bring you? Is 10W40?
No, I would say 5W30 would be good. That's probably, you know, not bad for your, you know, for your old Ford tractor, your hit and miss or whatever you want. You know, good. Harold, just bring me the Crisco oil.
I'm sorry, honey. I'm sorry. And folks can realize that you can make more than 1 triangle out of every rutabaga.
Yeah, you can probably make about 25 out of one good-sized rutabaga, because you don't want these things real big, because you want them to cook up real fast in the oil.
Well,
if they're too big, they want to cook all the way through.
Aunt Millie, I brought her a whole basket full of bugles, rutabagas one time, and she only made 12 bugelabagas.
Well, they must have been 4 pounds each.
Well, no, she just carved them down. She'd whittle them down all day, just whittle and whittle and whittle until there was just one little triangle left. But you can make more than one.
Bag of shavings?
Yeah.
That's insane.
They weren't too smart.
That's a waste of rutabaga.
That was a lot of waste of rutabagas. Easy for me to say, too.
Yeah, spit it out, Harold.
Yeah, I got my 4 good teeth there stuck behind my molars there. Just weren't very good.
Yeah, well, that's how you are in your seersucker suit.
Well, I've always been a seersucker. That's what they said, anyway. Well, that sounds yummy, honey.
I thought you might like that. It sounds awful good, and I think Sterling's on his way.
Mm-mm.
All his little artifacts.
That's going to be good stuff.
I think he's going to bring us some of Bobby Ginn's gin to have with our supper tonight.
That would be awfully good.
Yeah, I think so, too.
Yeah, that would be good.
Pork chops and gin.
Let me tell the story. I can tell it all.
That should be good eating. And I'm so hungry.
Plug right beside Sterling, they're going to get along okay.
Well, old Spark Plug, he used to root a lot for Cuckoo, so I think they get along okay.
Along all right, then.
And Spark Plug is kind of Cuckoo, too. But that's another subject for another day. Well, that's going to be good eating.
All good eating.
Jeff Green chops and bugelabagas. That's good eating.
If you're a green.
There you go. Anyway.
This recipe's been outlawed in Owensboro. You know that.
Yeah, it is. That's for sure. That's for sure.
Yes, sir.
Well, Beauty, it's time for us to say goodbye.
Goodbye.
Everybody's got a right to get the recipes. Go to Speedway City USA, damn it. Well, SpeedwayCityUSA.com, damn it.
That's good. You're learning, Harold. You're learning.
And Beauty, she take care of you. She'll send you your recipes. And you can invite us over for vittles, too. We likes to come be company places.
Yeah, we ain't opposed to it.
No, we'll travel. Anyway, folks, we hope you enjoyed the show tonight. Old Spark Plug, he's going to be coming over soon. Old Sterling, it's going to be a good time.
It's going to be a good time.
Anyway, we'll be back next week. Say goodbye to the good folks, Beauty.
Goodbye to the good folks, Beauty.
That'll work. This is Harold. That was Beauty. We'll talk to you later, folks. Bye-bye.